G'day, it's that time again. It's time for Cinema Jugend! Yeah! Okay, Cinema Jugend. Thank you for listening to us, Huguenots, on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Today we have exciting action thriller to tease. We've only seen a trailer. We can't wait to see the rest of it with Saban's release of Escape hitting theaters and VOD this March 15th. The film promises thrills and excitement in the same vein as Taken in Revenge. Starring my guests, Sarah Alexandra Marks and Lewis James. It's fantastic to have you guys here. This looks like an incredibly exciting, thrilling action piece. Welcome to the Jugend.
It's getting closer.
Very close. You don't have too long to wait.
I know. it looks really awesome. And like the press release says, Taken and Revenge, two very propulsive action films, action thrills and excitement. But you know, a little bit, are you familiar with the Women in Cages films that Corman used to do back in the 70s?
No.
Women in Cages.
Yeah. Like he produced a lot of movies. There was like the big Dollhouse and the Hot Box, and it was like women escaping from prisons, like in the Philippines. A lot of them were made in the Philippines back in the 70s. I just got a little bit of a vibe from that, watching parts of the trailer with what looks like a massive exodus, which is a different twist on the Revenge and the Taken films. Usually we see a lot of these victims, and usually it's a male hero. It's Liam Neeson, bananas, mm-hmm. coming into to save the day and to liberate everybody, but that's not the case here.
No, that is not the case. Mm. You have women saving each other, you know, trying to break free. I don't want to give too much away about the plot. I want to save the excitement for you when you get to watch it. But yeah, it's a lot of girl power. Girls coming together, finding their strength, and trying to find men's weaknesses.
I think that's the very smart thing about it, without giving too much away. Just to say, the trailer, I mean, I think most people watch a trailer and they're disappointed when they see the movie. I think it's almost the opposite with this. You know, we've seen it a bunch of times, and obviously there's way more in the movie. There's way more to come, so people won't be disappointed. But yeah, it's very smart in the way that the girls use their kind of expertise in their power and their cunning to look for blind spots and find a way to hopefully escape. But we're not going to let you know whether they do escape or not. But hey, they do a mighty fine job of really, you know, turning the baddies' world upside down. And yeah,
oh, so, yes, we do. Yeah.
Hey, that's all right. We're here to tantalize the audience. So tell us, since we can't talk too much about the film, except in broad strokes, tell us a little about your journeys coming to the film, coming to Escape, like a little bit of your personal backstories as actors and movie stars.
Well, coming into this film specifically, mm-hmm. I had actually heard a lot about Howard J. Ford.
Right.
And how he is an amazing filmmaker, director. And I thought to myself, I have to find out who this man is. You know, I need to let him know that I'm an actress. And I did. I found his email. I sent him my showreel. I sent a big cover letter. And he actually replied. I mean, a lot of actresses do this sort of thing. And actors, you know, to try and pitch themselves and get work. That's the way you have to do it. You can't just sit around waiting for a phone call, you know. You have to put yourself out there. So that was my first initial point of contact with Howard. And yeah, I guess the rest is history. He ended up casting me as the lead, Carla, in Escape. And I am forever grateful He's just a wonderful director to work with and a wonderful human being. And I had the most exhilarating time filming this. It was just unbelievable.
From the looks in the photo, there's lots of were you actually out in some sort of desert?
Yes.
These are good. Some of the great things about these independent movies is they're expansive without being expensive. But it certainly looks like, you know, I mean, it's a very exotic locale.
It's top secret location, Ken. It's really exotic, expansive, and there were lots of sand dunes and sand, and it was really, you know, it felt like we're in the Wild West, you know, back with Clint Eastwood, that kind of thing. But it was, and you said it right there, you know, expansive. Howard is fantastic, you know, at capturing, you know, these big kind of like cinematic landscapes. And yeah, that's not an easy task. You know, people think you just point the camera and that's it. But actually, no, it's, you know, you got to know how to frame, and as you know that, and how to use the light and how to put the characters in the frame and make it look more than what it is. And he's just a genius. And I've never seen people do it as quickly and as efficiently as Howard. I've seen people do it, but not the way he does. And yeah, he was always finding new moments, wasn't he, all the time with everybody and every cast member, and really bringing out the most in everybody. So nothing goes to waste, does it? Yeah,
absolutely.
It's pretty exciting too that not only is he getting a VOD release, you're also getting a theatrical release too, which must be pretty cool. So that means there'll be a premiere of some description.
Yes, very exciting.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. We're still to receive the details exactly when and where, but we know it's happening. So very exciting, yeah, especially as actors. You don't often get that. So and it's great to sit down with your fellow cast members and the crew and what, you know, relive the experiences, you know, rather than just watch the performances and, you know, we know it inside out, but it's had that camaraderie again and have a laugh about it all, you know, and all the funny things and the in-jokes and things that went right and the things that went wrong. So, yeah, real good team, real good family, I think.
Well, and it also pays off all the hard work, doesn't it, when you get to share those moments and, you know, see your work on screen. It's exciting.
Sure. And will it be, when the premiere happens, will it be the first time both of you have seen the complete, final, ultimate Howard J. Ford cut of the film, or have you seen it already in some form?
Yes, we have seen it. Though I'm not sure it's changed since we had seen it. So there could be a possibility that some things have changed. So it will be a surprise, I'm sure, still.
Yeah, Howard always makes you feel part of the process, even after the movie's wrapped. So he was, you know, inviting us along to watch sections and you know, listening on the sound design and all that kind of thing, the composition. It's really fantastic seeing that, which, you know, wow. Really adds to the gravity of those scenes that we're talking about with the girls and all the action out there in the desert. So I'm very lucky to have seen it every step of the way. But it's nice to sit back and actually see the reaction from other people, you know, and watch their faces and hear them, like, you know.
Hear the reactions everyone.
Yeah.
All together.
The audience, the collective audience experience is what does and I believe will continue to separate cinema from every other form. I mean, you can watch movies at home with, you know, your nearest and dearest, your friends, your family, all that sort of thing. But nothing compares, does it, to actually going out, not just a film that you lovely people were in, but any film, really. If it's done its job right and the audience is responding, it can be a wonderful shared experience, true?
Oh, absolutely. It really can. It's nothing like it, watching something in the cinema, is it?
No. And, you know, it's you see human emotion on a level, like you say, Kent, that you only experience probably, you know, in a theater. I've experienced that at a theater show. Otherwise, it's only in the cinema. It's that collective kind of consciousness of the audience watching these dreams play out. And believe me, this, I think, in cinemas and even on sofas around the world, when this comes out, there's going to be lots of guttural and visceral reactions and gasping and laughing. And I really think so.
the laughing's got me intrigued, because I mean, it seems as I said, propulsive and quite chilling and thrilling and savage in some areas. Is that a fair comment, or is there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good word.
It looks pretty brutal.
Yeah,
pretty brutal.
Savage moments.
And, you know, Howard's used the word bombastic before. You know, this celebration of just life and action and you know, but I think when I say comedy, I mean and laughs. I mean they come into places where I think it's just you can't do anything but laugh when you see something, some of the stuff that these girls go through, and right. some of the stuff that happens. You just can't help but think, how have they done that, and how has that happened? And you just have to just laugh, like no way, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean the trailer ends on a very delicate point. I mean, she obviously takes a knife and it looks like she relieves him of something. The guy.
We'll see.
Hey.
I mean, that's for you to find out.
We said that
it's not one of his fingers. Hey, or his toes.
It's going to be a big surprise.
Oh goodness! Yeah, no, that bit gave me chills. No one wants to think of any of their soft and vital parts being removed so indelicately. I think it's definitely a moment that maybe they want to go ooh, not that one, but. this movie, I mean, it's continually incredible to see independent film grow in leaps and bounds as far as the quality and the overall, as I say, scale, expansive without being expensive, look to these films. Is it now that, of course, that independent movies are coming up in the levels thanks to the wonders of the technological advancements? How do you guys feel? I've been talking for a long time, but I think independent film is the last bastion of really true creativity in cinema, being how the mainstream media is seems in a nice safe place, or at least they're content to continue to rip up, reboot, rehash, remake IPs. How do you guys feel about indie cinema and the fact that, you know, there's still potential in this realm, the films that you guys are in, to tell stories still, and not just flat out reboot or rehash or remake or so on and so forth?
Yeah, I think there's obviously a lot lower risk in some ways because the technological advancement with kit and crew, and you can get to places and film a lot easier. But you know, humans always find a way to put up barriers. So, you know, I've heard this saying that if you gave Spielberg or Scorsese an iPhone 50 years ago, they'd be out shooting movies every weekend on it, you know?
Sure.
And yeah. I think it still comes down to the individual and the director. And once again, coming back to Howard, he's the kind of guy that will say, I'm going to take my camera and some kit and I'm going to go and shoot this damn thing. You know, this is the guy that made The Dead, you know, in Africa, and the Dead 2 in India, you know? On film, this is...
But that is the beauty of indie filmmaking as well, because you do actually have that freedom as well, because, you know, you answer to yourself.
Yeah. There's freedom, but once again, I think a lot of people then, these young kids, I hear them saying, oh, but I just need this thing, I just need that thing, and we need this. But actually, it's empowering for the individual that wants to tell stories, and you can tell that Howard is just that, you know, inside, he's still that young boy that wants to make movies, and he's out there with a camera, you know, he's still running around and lighting stuff and working with his crew. And so, you know, you can see it's something to behold and watch, isn't it? And
yeah.
I think that's what is important, that those people, just like Howard and like ourselves, that they're able to go, hey, let's go do this.
Have freedom.
And maybe we can do things that the big boys are too scared to do, or they can't do anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they can take risks in that sense and say, do you know what? We're going to go and try something. And, yeah, you wait till you see Escape. You're going to be like, wow, this takes me back, you know, to some movies of my childhood. You know, like they've gone and done it. And Howard said, let's do it. And it's happened and it's there on the screen. So,
yeah.
Yes, no, it's awesome. And it definitely infuses the films with with that something extra that I feel that some of the mainstream cinema has lost because it's very cookie cutter. But films like Escape and a lot of the independent films that we look at here on Cinema Yugen, definitely full of different ingredients because they are made, like you said, with this infectious joy and this love of movies, and it hasn't become solely about prestige and bucket loads of cash. It's full of passion and the want and desire to provoke emotion and excitement in your audience. So we've got this Escape coming out in theaters VOD March 15th. We can't talk about it in great detail, but if you would, I'd like you both, if you could, to tantalize our audience somehow a little way about your something regarding your role in, if you could, something tantalizing. We've seen this teaser trailer. The link to the trailer will be in the show description. But we have the beautiful people who are in the film. So tell our audience now. give them something that will tantalize them, at least to watch.
Okay.
The
film.
And then from that, they're going to spill over. Of course, they're going to rush to get tickets or on VOD, wherever they can get them.
There is a lot to tantalize them.
Wow. I mean, if that poster doesn't tantalize people, then I don't know what will. But for my character.
And the trailer.
Yeah, I know, right? But for my character specifically, I'd say, I'd say some blood, sand, and underpants. I think I can say that. And I think that will make sense after people have seen the movie. I think that'll make Howard chuckle. But blood, sand, and underpants. If that doesn't tantalize the viewers, I'm not sure what will.
There's a
different type of viewer.
There's a whole nother title of the film right there, Louis.
I'm hoping for a spin-off. I'm still saying to Hal that there's a way we can, but who knows?
A spin-off, yeah, that would be fantastic. That could be great. There's a series in that. I can see blood, pants, and underpants. What is it? Blood, sand, and underpants.
Blood, sand, and underpants.
that could possibly, if you ever write a memoir of the making of the film, you could. That's what you could call it.
There we are.
Yeah.
Blood, sand, and underpants.
Great title. Thank you.
Or blood and sand in my underpants.
Yes. That's even better.
and Sarah, what about yourself? What can you.
I'd have to say it would come down to blondes running through the desert, kicking ass and running in heels, I must say. I must add that. That is a great talent.
Like
I have learned.
Like Bryce Dallas Howard in Jurassic World. That's singularly incredible. That, and she was doing that on wet concrete. I can only imagine doing it in sand.
Right, exactly. So I just think that has to tantalize the audience. Blondes running through sand
in high heels
in the desert, in high heels, kicking ass. Fighting the baddies.
Right, yeah.
Come on.
I think Sarah runs more than Tom Cruise in this movie. Seriously. Tom Cruise would be impressed when he sees this girl running.
I didn't certainly, watch sports.
Certainly from the trailer, Sarah, you go full tilt. And if you're doing that in high heels in the desert, whatever they're paying you, I think they should double it because that's no mean feat because I imagine they're not like wearing snowshoes or anything like that.
Well, no, far from it.
still in movies past, the high heel has been turned into a rather vicious weapon when you want to. I mean, you could take it off and use them like weapons.
Yeah.
There's a. I think the baddies would have opted for the high heel. I mean, there's no shortage of weapons and utensils in this movie, so
you'll be intrigued by some of the weapons that we do use actually. You would have thought it would be the heels, but we will surprise you.
It's fantastic. It's so tantalizing. It's the trailer is so propulsive, so explosive. Escape is hitting theaters and VOD on March 15th. We're going to put a link to this wonderful trailer. Any final words, guys, you want to pass out to our listening audience before they sit down and sit on their hands and wait in utter nail-biting anticipation to see Escape?
You guys will not be disappointed. I promise you. You may think that all the good bits are thrown in the trailer, but that is not true. There's so much more to come.
Yeah, I would say make sure that, you know, you use the bathroom before you start watching the movie and take plenty of snacks, because you're not going to want to leave. You know, I stepped through it and thought, wow, this is what it was like in the old days. I didn't want to leave the theater, and the movie's one step ahead of me. And I'm thinking, whoa, where is this going? So, yeah, go in there and, yeah, just kick back in and be ready.
Enjoy.
Brace yourself. Like when you're going on a roller coaster ride at the amusement park, just hold on tight and keep your eyes open.
Yeah, brace yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you wear your waders. Make sure you wear your waders to keep all that blood and sand out of your underpants. as you enjoy Louis James and, oh my goodness, Sarah, you've got Sarah Alexandra Marx in Escape, in Howard J. Ford's Escape. It is coming to VOD on the 15th of March, and theatrical release. We'll put the trailer in the description. And wonderful people, we hope, Louis and Sarah, that when the film comes out, you'll come back on, and maybe we'll get Mr. Ford on too, and be able to talk about it a bit more in depth when
for sure
explodes onto the scene.
I'm sure he'd love to, and we'd come back and we can then tell you everything. Once you've seen it, we can tell you about it, and you're going to have a million questions. Once you've seen the movie, right. Wow, you're going to have a million questions.
I look, they're already stacking up. The blood, sand, and underpants has already got me intrigued. So
it's not as good as blood, sand, bikinis, but it's a second.
There's also bikinis.
Yeah.
So
bikinis. Oh, blood, sand, underpants. Bikinis, running in the desert in high heels.
Kicking
ass. It's everything a growing boy needs. It's part of your complete.
it's
Louis James and Sarah.
Yeah.
Alexandra Marx in Howard J. Ford's Escape, hitting theaters and VOD this March 15th. The link to the trailer will be in the description, Louis and Sarah. Thank you for coming on Cinema Yugen. Thank you for tantalizing our audience. And thank you for being part of and making this it looks like both a wonderful throwback, an interesting hybrid, and an exciting hot ticket at the cinema.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, Kent. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you, guys. This is very exciting. We can't wait to see more and hear more and learn more about this movie. Listen to us on Spotify here on Cinema Yugen or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And we will put a link to this trailer for this film coming out this March 15th in VOD in theaters. Check it out. It's called Escape. There's action, excitement, thrills, everything to be had, just like there is here on Cinema Yugen. Catch you next time.